This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
The independent investigation has concluded that Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed multiple women, and in doing so violated federal and state law.
An investigation into New York Governor Andrew Cuomo found that he sexually harassed multiple current and former state government employees, according to State Attorney General Letitia James, who made the announcement a couple of hours ago. The nearly 5 months investigation conducted by two outside lawyers who spoke to 179 people found that the Cuomo administration was a hostile work environment and that it was rife with fear and intimidation.
Specifically, the investigation found that Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed current and former New York State employees by engaging in unwelcome and non-consensual touching and making numerous offensive comments of a suggestive and sexual nature that created a hostile work environment for women.
In the hours leading into James's announcement, Cuomo's office issued several press releases, including the completion of a mixed-use housing in Buffalo, plus plans to build a new $3.9 billion terminal at Kennedy Airport and JetBlue's decision to keep its headquarters in New York. As James was speaking, Cuomo's publicist sent out a release about reclaiming the sites of old power plants. The Attorney General's report is expected to play an important role in an ongoing inquiry into the State Assembly and whether there are grounds for Cuomo to be impeached. The report's findings of Governor Cuomo's alleged actions represent an extraordinary fall from grace for the governor, who only a year ago was being touted as a likely presidential candidate. This is VOA News. The Joe Biden administration is pushing forward in its battle against COVID-19, not only as it affects the U.S., but making aggressive strides in battling the virus the world over. Sagar Magani has this from Associated Press.
The Biden administration is touting more progress in helping vaccinate the world against COVID-19. The White House says it has shipped more than 110 million vaccine doses to more than 60 countries, from Afghanistan to Zambia. It's a notable number, but still just a fraction of the shots needed worldwide. The donated doses come from the nation's surplus stock as domestic vaccinations slow amid widespread vaccine hesitancy.
There are still about 90 million eligible Americans who are unvaccinated.
White House Virus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients says the good news is about 3 million people have gotten their first shot over the past week, the highest total in a month. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Biden administration on Monday expanded its efforts to assist at-risk Afghan citizens as they flee the Taliban violence as fighting intensifies ahead of the U.S. military pullout at the end of the month. The State Department said it was widening the scope of Afghans eligible for refugee status in the United States. However, the move comes with a major caveat that may severely limit the number of people who can benefit. Applicants must leave Afghanistan to begin the adjudication process that may take 12 to 14 months in a third country. Belarusian Olympic sprinter Kristina Tsimanouskaya, who plans to seek refuge in Europe after accusing team officials of trying to force her to leave the Tokyo Games early, said today that she is on her way to Poland a little bit later on this week. Tsimanouskaya, who had criticized the management of her team on social media, said officials hustled her to the airport and tried to put her on a plane back to Belarus, where the autocratic government has relentlessly stifled dissent and any criticism. In the dramatic standoff, several countries offered her help, and Poland granted her humanitarian visa on Monday. A Belarusian activist has been found dead in a park near his home in Kyiv early on Tuesday, a day after he was reported missing. Vitaly Shishov, who led a Kyiv-based organization that helps Belarusians fleeing persecution at the hands of President Alexander Lukashenko, had been reported missing by his partner on Monday. For more on all these stories, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.